Liberal elites bemoan loss of cheap labor au pairs after Brexit. By Kurt Sindelka on February 7, 2021. Ramona elites have complained that they will no longer be able to afford their au pairs following Brexit, as immigration laws now mandate that migrants must receive a living wage. A columnist for the Financial Times, Peter Foster, took to social media to express his despair that Brexit will just continue to retard relations with the EU on a personal/cultural level. It's inevitable. In an article penned for the Europhile newspaper on Friday, Mr. Foster noted that prior to the United Kingdom's departure from the bloc, au pairs received board and lodging, a contribution towards English language classes and £100 a week pocket money in exchange for about 25 hours of childcare per week. However, under Britain's new points-based immigration system, au pairs, alongside nannies and childcare workers, are classified under the skilled workers provision and therefore are required to earn a minimum salary of £20,480 per year. The head of the British Au Pair Agencies Association, BAPA, Jamie Shackle, said that paying a living wage to au pairs would destroy the program, saying, "It is inappropriate to categorize au pairs as skilled workers as they have no formal childcare qualifications, they don't belong in that bracket." The complaints were lambasted by former Brexit Party MEP Martin Daubney, who wrote on social media, "Remainers bleeding they will have to pay their au pairs fair wages after Brexit, as opposed to pocket money, and lodgings, is a brilliant example of how out of touch they are with reality. Honestly, for years on TV, I used to half joke it was about cheap au pairs for metropolitan remainers. My opponents would scoff at me. Turns out I was right all along. Pay fair wages for childcare like the rest of us had to. This shows it was always about cheap EU labor, and self-interest," he added. One of the people interviewed for the FT article, Ollie Long, a London-based NHS consultant doctor who was married to another consultant, said of the au pair program, "We honestly couldn't manage without them. We both have senior positions and sometimes we unavoidably get stuck at work. And when that happens, we know someone is there who can put the girls to bed. Leave aside the cost, a daytime nanny or childminder doesn't work for that," he said. Another NHS physician, Dr. Natasha McCullough, wrote in The Telegraph in January that without an au pair, our house would fall apart. "Having an au pair is like oxygen, it allows us to breathe. We no longer spend time clock watching at work or frantically WhatsApping our colleagues if a childminder has pulled out last minute," she wrote. Dr. McCullough again highlighted the cost savings of the program, saying, "It's also one of the cheapest forms of childcare. An au pair has a fixed weekly fee of just £100, which is significantly less than any other childcare, where you pay by the hour." An experienced consultant doctor working for the NHS enjoys a salary of well over £100,000. According to basic pay scales listed by the British Medical Association, BMA. The class divide in the fight over Brexit has been long-standing. It was perhaps best typified in 2016 when millionaire pop star Bob Geldof confronted a flotilla of pro-Brexit fishermen on his yacht. One of those on Mr. Geldof's yacht, Bethany Pickering, expressed her discomfort after realizing that in promoting her supposedly left-wing cause, she was siding with the millionaire elite over the working class. "On a boat with Bob Geldof and it's awful. I may vote Remain, but don't support jeering at fishermen worried about their livelihoods," she wrote. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.